For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump completes his written answers for the federal investigation into alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
I write the answers. My lawyers don't write answers. I write answers. I was asked a series of questions. I've answered them very easily. Very easily.
The president says he has yet to submit them to Robert Mueller's team. Democrat Stacey Abrams won't use the term concede, but she has ended her race against Republican Brian Kemp for Georgia governor.
I will not waver in my commitment, a lived commitment, to work across party lines and across divisions to find a common purpose in protecting our democracy.
Saying the election process was rigged, she wants to get help in fixing Georgia's electoral process from Republicans as well as Democrats. Abrams also noted she would pray for the success of Brian Kemp, that he'll indeed be a leader of all Georgians. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Ohio Congresswoman Marcia Fett says she believes Nancy Pelosi is a good leader, but as a Cleveland Browns fan, she also sees that change can't be good.
The Browns have the same team today that they had 3 weeks ago. We changed coaches, and they started to win. Sometimes you just need a different voice. Sometimes you just need a different kind of a vision.
House Leader Pelosi wants to return to the role of Speaker, but Fudge and 16 others signed a letter saying they would not vote for Pelosi in January. CNN correspondent Jim Acosta has been released from his Trump administration-imposed ban, and his press pass has been reinstated. Federal Judge Timothy Kelly ruled the White House failed to provide Acosta due process in revoking press access last week. President Trump says he's coming up with rules and regulations on how White House reporters should act.
The other media, the other press in the room will not be very happy if that happens, but I've instructed my people, when they're not treated properly, you have the right to just leave anytime you want.
Trump says if reporters don't listen to the rules and regulations, they'll end up back in court and the White House will win. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Folks on Capitol Hill are talking about working together. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
As Congress and Senate approach this lame duck session before the new members of the House and Senate take over, what can we expect to be accomplished? Well, Senator Joni Ernst, she's from Iowa, she joined Fox News and says, look, we need to work together because that's what we were elected to do.
Well, we can work together. I know that for certain. We've done a number of very large bipartisan bills that have passed and been signed into law by President Trump. Now, it will need to be a concerted effort to make sure that we are working with the House as it switches to a Democratic majority. There is a lot that we can get done. And I do hope the Democrats over there, instead of stalling and trying to divide America, that they will decide they need to work with the Republican-held Senate.
President Trump is awarding seven people the Presidential Medal of Freedom, including the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley.
Deeply patriotic, Elvis served in the United States military at the height of his fame. He had a choice, and to him it wasn't a choice. Presley starred in more than 30 films, and his 1973 television special, Elvis Aloha from Hawaii, was viewed by more than 1 billion people around the world, one of the highest ever in the history of television.
Others receiving the Medal of Freedom, Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach, and Vikings and Bears star Alan Page, who was later elected to the Minnesota Supreme Court. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.